Nick, thanks for joining us. This week, we are kicking things off on the Silver City Report, talking about the Senate seat that is currently held by Howie Morales, the District 28 seat, which covers a large part of the area there. Now, as many know, Howie Morales will be New Mexico's next lieutenant governor. So can you tell us a little bit about what is going to happen with this Senate seat and who has their eye on it?
Well, it's as you might imagine, a very attractive position for folks who are interested in being involved on the state level. That's a Senate seat's been held by Senator Morales for the last 10 years, and then for, you know, two decades before that by Benny Altamirano, who was one of the most powerful members of the Senate by the time he passed away. So there has been historically quite a bit of power in that seat, particularly for our area. So in Grant County, which is where the list is longest, we had 9 folks apply to fill the position there. So and they're all over the map. Brandon Peralt, who's a local musician, family ties go deep in the county, applied. Cindy Provincio, who's a community organizer and was a candidate for a county commission recently. Gabriel Ramos, who is a current county commissioner, will be going off the commission here at the end of the year. Karen Whitlock, who has run a couple of times for the state legislature. And then another wildcard entry was Daisy Madsen, who has been working, managing the office of the Las Cruces Sun News here in Silver City. And Mike Carrillo, who's the current detention center administrator here, has been the sheriff of Grant County years ago, used to be the Deming police chief. A public school psychologist, Saya Hemphill, is one of the applicants. And Simon Ortiz, who's a retired insurance agent, has really put his name out there. And then the last name on the list is Mary Hotvet. She's another person who's run for state legislature in the past. And she's an adjunct professor at the university. So a very interesting list of folks. Several of them also applied to the commissions in Catron County and Socorro County. And both of those commissions have already made their decision in terms of who they're going to recommend to the governor. Catron County met last Thursday, and they voted to recommend Gabriel Ramos. And then the Socorro County Commission met Tuesday, and they voted to recommend Gabe to the governor as well. So it's going to come down to what Grant County recommends, and Gabriel Ramos has served on the county commission here for a number of years. And they're going to make their decision on Thursday, the 3rd of January, at their meeting then.
I want to move on and talk about a proposed collaboration for a wind farm project in Lordsburg. What do you know about that?
Yeah, well, it's just outside of Lordsburg. It's actually in southern Grant County. If you look at a map of Grant County, it has this sort of tail that goes down and takes in Hachita right along I-10. And the wind farm is actually proposed for that tail of Grant County. So it's closer to Lordsburg than it is to Silver City. It's on a mixture of a federal and state and some private land, but they're going to be financing it in part with industrial revenue bonds that the county is going to be issuing, which means they'll be the project won't have to pay property taxes. So as part of that deal, they're going to make what are called pilot payments, which are payment in lieu of taxes to both the county and to the school district. The county hasn't wrapped up their deal with the developers yet, but the Silver School District signed off on their deal at their board meeting on Monday night, and that would be an annual payment of $218,000 to the school district every year from that project if it gets developed.
Okay, Nick, thanks for updating us on that project. Right now, I would like to move on to C.P. Thompson, reporter for the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. C.P., thank you so much for joining us this week. You have been working on a story that involves WNMU possibly opening an early childhood center. Can you tell us more about that?
Dr. Joseph Shepherd, president of the university, said there's just discussion about creating an early childhood center on campus. Shepherd would like this early childhood center is because of a few reasons. One is he sees the lack of students being ready for first grade. Another reason is that the pre-K program currently at Western is really really beneficial to the community, and it can be a building block for the university. But one concern for one regent of the university said that there may be a power grab from other school districts, particularly the Silver and Cobre districts, since they already have a pre-K program.
Okay, CP, thank you for updating us on that story, and we will look forward to talking with you all at the Silver City Daily Press and Independent next week.
Thank you.